and that we're giving our hearts. This word Shraddha. Shraddha means faith. And I don't know what the English etymology is, but in Sanskrit, Shraddha means when you give your heart, that's faith. So not just believe, but when you actually give your heart. So, Diksha Kali Krishna Atma Samarpan. Diksha really takes place when you give your heart. Now, Srila Prabhupada, who is of course the founder of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, he met a spiritual master and only took initiation 11 years later. But Prabhupada said that from the moment that I met my spiritual master, I dedicated my life to him. And therefore, actually, the real initiation takes place with that dedication, with that actual giving of heart, and the word for that also is surrender. And one thing is to be a believer, and one thing is to be religious, and in our world there are still many religious people and many people who believe in God. But it's something else when someone makes a commitment. Yes, sarvam, whatever you tell me, I will do. So to actually follow Krishna's instructions as they're given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, that then becomes a different type of faith. It requires mature faith. It requires real commitment. And that initiation means, yes, it means commitment. We have four vows that Arati will say, which are really just lifestyle, talk about a lifestyle, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, and no illicit sex, which is sex life outside of marriage for purpose of them having children. I know that very often in my service, of doing this service as acting as spiritual master, especially when I was doing the same ceremony for people like, for instance, Varshana's mother and so on, elderly Indian people, they had difficulty with these vows. They couldn't figure out why they were having to say what they were doing all their lives. For them, that was just called life. It wasn't called a vow. Unfortunately, in our day when things degrade, just keeping the life a civilized type of lifestyle becomes already something very special. But the most essential part of that vow is to chant 16 rounds every day. Chanting 16 rounds on the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and these are the beads that I will show them to you. These are the beads that I'll give RIT. And there are 108 beads here. And more or less, this is just, it's like a rosary. Same thing as what Catholics also do. And the different religions, Buddhists also have rosary beads. But actually, it's a calculator. This is like an early version of a computer. And it doesn't go on its own, but you don't need electricity either. You just need enough rolling power in your fingers. And believe me, I've had experience being in hospital when the rolling power is hard to come by. But you need enough rolling power to be able to go from one beat to another, and it keeps track. And when you've gotten from this one to this one, then you've done 108 mantra. You chant one Hare Krishna mantra, which is somewhere here, and there it is, and one mantra on each beat, that's 108, and the vow is 16 times around, so we call it one round, so 16 times around, 108, which you do the math, it comes out to like 16 times 108 is about 1700, and that's minimum. Originally, when Srila Prabhupada came, he envisaged that we would be doing 64. Turned out pretty fast that Westerners were not going to be able to keep still for that long. This takes around 2 hours a day to do this, 2 hours of meditation, 16 rounds. So 64 times 2, or at least 64, there's 4 times that. So that would be 8 hours. Sitting still 8 hours every day. Pretty challenging thing nowadays. But still, there are great saints in India who actually do this all day long. Sometimes they do 192 rounds a day, which is a good recommendation for devotees to try that. If you just take a vow to do that just one day, then the whole perspective of what it takes to chant 16 rounds a day really changes, and you realize that this is just like, you know, falling off a cliff. Nothing, chanting 16 rounds a day. But controlling the mind in this day and age is a very difficult thing. But then that's the real challenge of yoga. It's the real challenge of religion, how to actually control the mind. That's not the purpose. It's just that when you have a controlled mind, then you can get it to work for you a lot better than when it's uncontrolled. And when it's uncontrolled, then things become extremely chaotic. So this chanting of Hare Krishna is, it seems to be very easy. Is it?
You can have good deal and bad as
well. There's only 3 words, and it makes up 16 word mantras, so it's relatively easy, but it's actually a real science. It's like, I mean, matter, this is made of some type of matter. And you can really say, well, matter is pretty easy. What's it made of? I don't know. It's wood, so it's probably just all made of carbon mostly, and water. But what is it? Really, what is it? Actually, still to this day, scientists aren't going to be able to tell you what matter is. What's an atom? What are atoms made up of? What's actually the ultimate cause of matter? Because it's not material. And as long as you keep on looking with the same type of material concept, and you'll come up, keep drawing a blank. So maybe it's quarks, and maybe it's so many different strange names. Why quarks? I don't know. Atom at least sounds good. But quark, that's quite an unusual name to call something. So there's more than meets the eye. This is not just wood. There's a lot behind this than wood. And similarly, there's more than meets the eye to chanting Hare Krishna. And yesterday in the evening, I was trying to explain some of the significance of what the mantras mean and what the mantra means. So ultimately, by this chanting Hare Krishna, you can see God face to face. And you can enter into God's personal family. But it's serious work. You can ask anyone here who's been doing it for 20-odd, 30 years. It requires perfection. And of course, the first part, the lifestyle, is part of it. And the other is, and this is the easiest way of self-realization. Beyond, this is kindergarten. After this, there's nothing. So the meditation that's very popular in today's age, it also works, but you have to live 100,000 years. People, when they practice meditation, they're living 100,000 years, and they do nothing else. They just slow down their metabolism, they stop eating, they stop drinking, and every once in a while they come out of samadhi. Sometimes they're underwater, sometimes they go off into the Himalayas. And usually after 60,000 years, they can attain perfection. So 30 years of chanting Hare Krishna is relatively quite easy. Unfortunately, this is an age that's called Kali. And here minimum is maximum, as someone once nicely said. The easiest thing is about the most difficult thing that we can do. And what to speak of the real maximum, well, that's just very, very difficult. But as you have see here on the left-hand side, there are 2 pictures. There's Panchatattva, and in the middle figure there is Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, who has come in this age. And understanding that we're really beset with countless liabilities and setbacks. For us, very easy things are very difficult. So this is given, the chanting of this Hare Krishna mantra, and he's extremely liberal in bestowing the result of this chanting, which is ultimately called love of God. And it's that love of God that is able to actually draw Krishna into a person's presence. So the initiation is a process whereby one, and the English word is very relevant because it's a beginning. Initiate means you start something. This is the time when you're actually starting. And although one may be on a journey somewhere, but at a certain point one really starts to make the steps in that journey become extremely significant. For instance, if you wanted to do a climbing Mount Everest, some people seem to get the kicks out of doing something like that, then you're on your journey from here to there to go from UK, go from London to Nepal, and then to get to the foothills and to get to the base camp is one thing, and that's part of the journey. But then the other journey is strapping on your oxygen tanks and everything else that people go. It's a real serious business is when you start going up. So initiation is really when you're not just approaching, but when you actually start going up. And you're determined that, yes, I'm going to go up and go to the top, as Everest did. That's why it's called Mount Everest. Hillary did, excuse me. And that's Mount Everest. And it really requires determination. I've never climbed mountains, but at least I admire the people, because there's only one way. Once you start, you keep on going. And it's very, very, very serious business. There's a lot of risks along the way. Good thing here that there isn't that, you know, you're falling into some kind of chasms or into some kind of glacier crevice. But still, it requires that type of exertion. Believing in God is fine. Many people believe in God, but then ultimately to approach God is real commitment. It's serious business. If we just go back to the atom, there are many super intelligent, genius people who are trying to figure out what the atom is. And that atom is the smallest thing in God's creation. So believing in atom doesn't make you a nuclear physicist. You have to know about it. So if with so much knowledge we can't understand the smallest thing in God's creation, just imagine what it requires to understand God, for whom the atom is nothing. Everything is nothing for him, because he does it all effortlessly. But still, it's just a sort of a comparative analysis. So it really does require serious effort, and this is where you're getting off of base camp and start going up, the commitment to keep on going until we actually get to the top. So let's now, with a little quiet chanting of Hare Krishna, ask Arati to go to Srila Prabhupada and offer her obeisances there. And if the devotees can just make a little way, just a little move over. And on this side, you'll also be able to make your way here to Panchapatva, and then you can just sit down here. Ready? Mitch, everything okay? Put up your hands and give your blessings. We want to see that you're okay. Yay. He's giving his blessings. Thank you. All right. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And then
Hare
from Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's it. And then from Prabhupada to Panchatattva. It's nice to have so much family here. I didn't have my family at my initiation. So it's always nice that the family's present to give support. Husband, children, in-laws, friends, relatives. And, okay, now I'm going to turn this microphone over to you. Oh, and also something that we do is that when someone takes initiation, then their identity as Krishna's servant becomes solidified further by clarifying that their name is connected to Krishna. And so there's a name change. Now, in Indian culture, people are already giving names that are always related to Krishna in one way or another with the Krishna's associates. Arati, by the way, if you know, it means worship of Krishna. So there's not really need to change, and Prabhupada would, in these cases, make very minor changes. And I told Mitch I wasn't going to make his life any more difficult. Not that he'd care anyway, because he'd continue calling her RIT anyway. But that the minor change is there just to conform with the tradition. And then he'll go on doing what he wants anyway. And that's fine. So now I'm going to give you the microphone and you tell us what the vows are so everyone can hear. And that's as far as the microphone goes. But
I promise today that I will chant my 16 rounds daily, minimum. I promise today that I will have no illicit sex. I promise today that I will not eat meat or have any alcohol. I promise also to always obey your orders.
Four regulators. You're elaborating on it, which
I know,
is nice.
I don't know what to say.
First.
You tell me, I will repeat.
Okay. I already said this a long time ago. Okay, you have said that. No intoxication.
No gambling.
No
gambling.
And no meat.
And no meat eating.
Anyway, you have to recognize I can be waiting a long time very patiently for this day. By long time, I mean years, many, many years. And her and her family have been a real supporter of this Manchester temple. And we thank them for that service. Hare Krishna. So now if you go back there, then our pundit here will start the fire sacrifice. No humans, please.